Wahey!
Jesus God Almighty, what in God's name was that?
Come on, you can't say wahey.
What?
John's decided we're going to do wahey from now on.
Is he's that lost why it? You've been acting like a complete weirdo since you walked in the room?
You've been so excited about that. A boss man didn't join in at all. Well, hey, John.
Can we start again?
No.
Yeah, right, love.
Yeah. Well,
you're so pleased with yourself. Aren't you?
I owe you an explanation. I really do.
Yeah, you do.
Right. I saw it on TikTok. There's this bloke going round.
Hey.
And he's just shouting, "Hey!" to my random passersby.
This is why they're banning social media for kids.
Oh, yes.
Because the world has gone mad.
Yeah.
We've just lost about 40% of our listening base, probably.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to listen anymore, the kids at school, John.
I know.
What do you think about that? What do you say, Andrew? Is it a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely, it's a good idea. The world's gone absolutely freaking bonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what, does it count for the kids? Well, not for the teenagers that have already got social media.
Well, I don't know whether you switch them off now. I don't know.
The thing is, kids are going to find another way around it anyway, aren't they? So it probably makes no difference whatsoever.
Because they can just use what I used to do and use proxy sites.
I see. You tell them how to do it, Jordan.
If anybody needs to know how to crack the internet, email Jordan.
Yes.
And I know how to crack the internet.
Prime Minister spent weeks trying to do an announcement for this morning. You've just ruined it all in one go.
What's a proxy? Proxy what?
It's just
come on, no. Don't tell anybody.
No, I want to know.
No.
No.
Move on.
Just ask me off air.
Okay. Jordan, what's a proxy? I do think it's a good idea, but I heard a good comment on the news this morning. There was someone that phoned in, and he was saying that all his kids are on social media, and that's how they keep in touch with their friends. You know what I mean? And while on one hand, it's a good move to take the kids off it so they're not subject to all the crap that's on there.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they're not going to be on a daily contact with all the friends via Snapchat, this, that and the other, in Insta and whatever.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. How did we manage?
Well, no, I completely agree. Because
right,
on the other hand, you think, well, go out and play in the wood then like everybody else.
Yeah, like do what we used to do.
But that...
The world has gone nutty.
Yeah, but go and play in the wood these days. That's got his problems now as well.
I'm pretty sure back in our day it was as well.
We just didn't
know about it because of all the nonsense on social media.
I'm going to sound like someone's dad now. Well, I am, aren't I? But
yeah.
When I was a kid, genuinely, I'd be down the forest setting fire to stuff and all sorts, having a good time. And I didn't know what time to be in. I didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
It was just when the streetlights came on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it went out and you went home.
Yeah. Well, that never happened to me because I wasn't...
And I'm sure there were just as many bad people about in that day as well. There absolutely were. You just didn't know about it because there wasn't a load of stuff on social media being spread around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but my opinion for people to be allowed on social media, not hung out it, right?
Well, you shouldn't be on it for a start.
Well, yeah, I've caused some trouble, but I'll hold my hands up on my hand. Right. But the people that have already got social media, and if they use it for the right things in the right way, then leave them alone.
Which is how it started. We all used to just put pictures of our dinner on there, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or holiday pictures.
Yeah.
And then we all suddenly realised that by putting all this personal information online, anybody who wanted to hack you could.
You know, that in itself is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Putting the pictures up of your food, because if I go in my, I have an actual photo album, you know, because that's what I like to do.
Yeah.
But I can open my photo album and see pictures of my granddad during the war, you know, and things like that. But in 20 years, people be going, here's what I had for tea in 2024. It's not the same, is it?
Well, I did it the other night.
What?
I posted me picture.
Oh, that looks so good. Who made that?
Yeah, good. That was retro, that. Good, I like that.
Who made it?
Well, my mum says she does, but she actually bought it from the shop.
Did she?
What, a Sunday lunch?
Yeah.
It looked really good.
But the the owner of the best, the owner of the shop is her best friend. So,
can we make a thing this over this next couple of weeks, and that we can all post, including you, boss man, what we're having for tea each day?
Yeah,
what, each day?
I like it.
Yeah, every day. Come on, let's do it on the Follow the Dream page.
Can't we just do like?
I like doing it.
Yeah, I'm having oops tonight. What are you having?
God. I'm having oops.
I'm having spaghetti oops and dinosaur, chicken dinosaur things.
And sausages in tomato sauce and beans.
Good. So now we don't need to put it on social media.
No, we do. We're going to do pictures.
I'm not really. I've just made it up.
Anyway, what's a proxy?
What?
What anyway, was a proxy?
No.
Leave it.
Move on.
All right.
I'll tell you something, what I've been doing over the weekend, right?
Oh, go on, then.
Yeah. I've been watching some patriotic shenanigans.
Right.
Royal family, right? And one thing that I will do, yeah, when the national anthem comes on...
You stand up.
I stand up, yeah?
You weirdo.
Was it this during the football or something?
Well, it was originally, yeah. But I always stand up because my granddad, right, he would turn in his grave. Oh, he is already dead. He would turn in his grave if I didn't stand up.
So go on, tell us what happened then.
So going back to the World Cup, I'm glad you brought that up, right? I was waiting and waiting for England to come out and play, right? But it was two different teams, so I had just wasted 20 minutes of my life waiting for England to come on.
Hang on, were you stood for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you were not.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
That's why I thought I wasted 20 minutes of my life, because I was stood up for 20 minutes waiting for them to sing the national anthem.
Funny. So when you did stand up, it wasn't the right team?
No.
Not bad.
I don't know what to say to that.
Do you know what I'd like to mention? I think Andrew should mention this. I don't think we should be too depressing, but you put on your status today about remembering 1996, the Manchester bombing thing.
Yeah, the day the bomb went off, yeah.
You were saying you couldn't remember you can't remember that day.
I remember the day, obviously. I remember the day. What happened was, the event happened, the bomb went off.
And you were at Piccadilly, were you?
No, I was at home, and then probably an hour later, I got a phone call saying, you need to get to Preston. A bomb has gone off in Manchester, we're shutting everything down, you need to go to Preston, which was Red Rose Radio at the time, which was one of our sister radio stations.
Yeah.
And you need to broadcast from there. And I think I was broadcasting from Preston for about 4 or 5 hours.
And who were you broadcasting for?
For Key 103
and
Piccadilly Gold, I think it was at the time. So the two radio stations, I was on both of them, just playing records.
That was the Sweeney days as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Sweeney days, yeah. Yeah. So it was a Saturday afternoon, I think, when it happened.
It was?
And, yeah, I was whisked off to Preston and was there until quite late in the night.
Do you remember this, Jordan, at all? Was this before your time?
No, but when I saw your post this morning, I asked my mum, and she worked in Deansgate at the time, at Comet.
Right.
So she said they all got evacuated.
Yeah.
And then... Like, basically what you said.
I was in Ancoats on that day, in Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And
I can
remember I was walking around, and literally, I can't remember hearing the bang, but I remember looking up, and everybody in the shop was looking up, and it was quite busy. And they're like big metal structures, those buildings there.
Yeah, I remember
They're like giant barns. And it literally, I could see the ceiling, like, moving and shaking. And we're like, well, what's going on? And then someone said, we need to evacuate. And then that was...
You see, on the day, all I knew was that something had happened.
Yeah.
And the tiny bit of information I was getting was from the newsreader that walked into my studio to do little news bulletins.
Yeah.
But back then, we didn't have internet. We didn't have anything. I don't even think we had a mobile phone back then.
No.
So I was just sat in this weird, random studio in Preston.
Delivering a show.
Delivering a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having absolutely no idea what had happened in Manchester.
I'll tell you what's interesting, John, you might find interesting. Yeah. One of our future guests, who we've yet to pin down, Den Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the curator for the Jam exhibitions, as you know.
Yeah.
He had a shop, a record shop, on Deansgate. Was it Deansgate where the bomb went off? I think it was Deansgate, wasn't it?
No, it was one road up, wasn't it?
Right. Well, he had a shop, I think he had a shop in Deansgate.
Yeah.
With a Jam exhibition and everything in there, and a load of memorabilia and records and this and the other. And he lost the lot. And it was a collection that he'd been building for probably 30 years already. We need to speak to Den about this, it's an interesting story. Yeah. But he lost the lot, and the next you know, he's on Granada being interviewed, this, that and the other, saying, you know, as one of the many people that lost stuff. And what he did, he went and rebuilt his... He had to go and rebuy everything, bit by bit.
It was all damaged because of the bomb?
The whole shop got destroyed. So he lost everything, and then he rebuilt everything over a period of years, having to go and buy all the records and the sleeves and the pictures and everything all over again.
Was
and
this before you did the documentary?
Well, that was in 96 when that happened, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
And then the documentary and stuff like that that we did was obviously some years later.
Yeah.
But we need to speak to him about that. But
yeah, we do.
Fascinating. And no one was injured, were they? Which is good.
Not one person, apparently.
Well,
I
don't know.
No, no one was injured, Jordan.
All right.
It was, I think the IRA took responsibility. Right. And they actually phoned up the police and said, there's a bomb going to go off in 1 hour.
Yeah.
They had the decency. That's what they used to do, didn't they? The IRA.
Yeah, they did.
Phone up and let you know.
Often they would do that. Yeah. But they did for the Manchester one.
But there you go. Oh.
Should we move on then?
Yeah.
Mission Challenge Jordan. The results.
Oh. Awkward. Oh, I might nip out the room.
So I'm going to.
You're both popping out, are you?
Yeah. I tell him what happened?
Yeah.
You forgot, didn't you?
No.
No,
let me.
Oh, this is awkward, isn't it?
Well, let me explain.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
he had the sign in the back of his van.
I did.
And he forgot to give it to me.
No, you forgot to ask me for it. Let's get it right.
I was just about to say that.
So, hang on a minute. So, the last time you left this studio...
Yep. ...was...
You managed to get all the way home.
Yep. And I phoned him up and I said, you've not given me that sign.
Okay, so could you have done it without the sign?
I probably could have, but I didn't think of that.
No, you didn't, did you?
No.
So the challenge didn't happen.
Right, so that's it then. Yeah. Right, let's move on then, shall we? Amanda Holden update.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
As he scrambles to find his notes on the iPad.
Oh, my God.
Always prepared. You're like a Boy Scout.
It looks like you're on the Krypton Factor doing a challenge.
We need some lift music when Jordan's on his laptop.
Right, yeah.
Put your face in front of your mic.
I have no clue why she was doing this on radio, but she was dealing with a cake that was, I think it might have been like centuries old. And right. I turned the radio on in the middle of doing this, so that's why I've got no context of why she was dealing with mouldy old cake in the studio.
I don't understand.
No, neither did I.
Well, what was she eating it?
No, she was just talking about it, but because I caught the middle of the conversation and then the signal went funny.
Did you Google it?
No.
Did you do listen again?
Oh, yeah. No.
You've lost me now. I don't understand what's going on. What are we on about?
No, Jordan's basically come with half a story.
Yeah.
Is what he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was exciting.
That was the Amanda Holden update.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Should we do flying facts then?
Yeah, I think we should.
Wahey!
Go on, Joe, what you got?
Right.
Right.
I was one of my at school. One of my classroom assistants in one of my classes used to be a member of a band.
Okay.
My granddad used to be the chairman of a conservative club.
All right, okay.
And I'm scared of spiders.
No, we've had that one, haven't we?
No.
You were scared of monkeys.
Oh, yeah. But didn't the spider thing come up later? Or was it spider monkeys?
I don't know.
No, it didn't.
There's always something. I mean, I think that one might be the...
There was some weeks after that, you started going about spiders, because I started saying, no, you know, you've had that before. Then everybody else said, no, yeah, that was monkeys.
I wasn't talking about spiders.
Well, you know.
I was talking about a character in Coronation Street called Spider.
No, what?
I was.
You made that up.
I know.
I was going to say, how do you remember that? Clearly you made it up.
What was the first one again?
Teaching assistant was in a band.
Well, every teaching assistant is in a band.
Which band?
It was called Weeks of Sandwich.
Right, well, that answer was too good and too quick, wasn't it? So that's definitely right. That's true. Your granddad was the chairman of a local conservative club.
Yep.
Everybody's granddad is a chairman.
My granddad ran a conservative club in Hyde.
Did he?
Yeah. So, that's again, it feasible. Seems a bit, yeah, it seems like, yeah.
Very feasible, yeah. A bit so easy this
spiders,
one.
I think.
Yeah, I say spiders as well. Lie.
Spiders.
Yay! Too easy. You ready, boys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fact number one. I once resuscitated a goldfish and brought it back from the dead.
Of course you did.
Fact number one. Fact number two. For 6 months, I had an American accent. That's fact number two.
Mm-hmm.
Fact number three. When collecting Charlotte from nursery, I accidentally picked up the wrong kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Discuss, boys.
I mean, all three feasible, aren't they, really?
Any questions, John?
Yeah, but number three you couldn't do twice.
Why? Have I done it once already?
Yeah, you've left her on the tube.
Oh, yeah, no, I've left her loads of places.
What was number one?
That's a common thing, isn't it? I once resuscitated a goldfish and brought it back from the dead.
I think you did that.
Yeah, I think you did that.
I think you did that.
Yeah.
So the American accent then, what was it, 6 months?
Yes.
I think he did that.
Do you want some details?
Yeah.
So I walked into a bar once and I met a girl behind the bar and I kind of went, hi, how are you doing? I don't know what that voice was, but you know.
Well, yeah, that wasn't American, so you sure you
but did this? But whatever it was, hi, how are you doing? And she was like, oh, hi. And then I felt like I was dead cool because I sounded Chinese? American. And I started seeing her and I couldn't change my accent for about 6 months while I was seeing her.
I'm not having that. I think that's the lie.
No. You think that's the lie?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Which one do you think's the lie?
The Charlotte.
Yeah, the lie is Charlotte accidentally collecting her from the wrong kid from school.
Oh, that's that was the lie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
hang on a minute then. So for 6 months?
Yes. True. I went out with a girl for 6 months. I kept pretending I was an American with hints of Northern coming out every now and again.
God.
I couldn't back out. I started it. I mean, I should have backed out sooner, you know, at the beginning, but I never did. True?
Yeah.
Right.
What are you huffing at, boss man? Boss dog?
Well, any of those three could have been real, couldn't they? It's just anyway. Right, should we move on? Should we do a joke of the week?
Aye.
Jordan,
right.
Have you prepped?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He looks very pleased with himself.
Episode 111. Let's see what we've got. In our last episode, Kevin was running away with the lead, 42 points against Jordan's 34. Jordan, hit me with a stunner.
Right. Pair of kids and the dad on Christmas Eve, right?
Right.
And the son in particular. Dad says to him, if you don't stop swearing, you're not getting anything for Christmas. He says, I won't do, I'll keep swearing. So he texts his son to doctors and he says, can you do anything to stop him swearing? He says, alright, I'll give you a tip then. All you have to do, is fill his his stocking or his sack with horse manure. And that'll stop him swearing. He says, right, I'll do that. I'll come back. I'll come back on Boxing Day. Right? So he puts the kids to bed. Christmas morning comes. His daughter's emptying all these dolls and prams.
It's a long one.
Dolls. I was going to say, well, I've got an appointment at 12:30.
All these dolls and prams, out of the stocking. And she asks her brother, what do you get? He goes, I've got an horse when I can find it.
It took a while.
It did. We went right round, didn't we, to get to that one. And there was an animal in it. So I'll give you a bit of credit for that. All right, Kevin.
I like that. I've got a rude one, so get the beeper ready, boys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So a bloke and his wife just been having a sexy time, yeah? And he comes out of the bedroom and he's naked. And he's got a condom on his todger.
Right.
And simultaneously, his little kid comes out of his bedroom. And he's like, oh, he's a bit embarrassed because his little kid's seen him. And the kid goes, Dad, what are you doing? He says, I'm hunting for mice. And the kid says, what are you going to do? Fuck him to death. So, how do you beat that?
Right.
What
do I do here?
John.
Well, look, John's creasing himself, so I'm going to give the point to Kevin.
Oh, thanks, John.
Kevin, 43 points, Jordan, 34.
Hey!
I'm not bothered.
Are you not?
I enjoyed that one.
Are you going to say goodbye, John?
Goodbye, John. Wait!
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.